Hey guys, how are you? Okay, we're going to talk about fear. Fear, 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 fear. So, first off, when you're afraid of something, let me start right off the bat with some value. When you're fearing something, what I have noticed, I never read this in a book really. Actually, yes, I learned it. I learned it in a course. But when you're fearing something, you're not really thinking past that moment. So let's say you're like afraid you're gonna fail a test. Part of the reason you're so afraid is because like you're just thinking that a doom is coming and like that's it. Then like you die. After the test, like you're gonna have some lunch and then you're gonna maybe go home and then have some dinner and then maybe play on your phone. And then there's just like so much life after this thing that you're fearing. Most of us kind of like, I guess, relate like a lot of things we're afraid of to like as if it is a life or death situation, but most of them are not, and life continues on. So I want you to get something that you've been afraid of, and just to help relax yourself, think about what's gonna happen afterward. For example, if I'm liking this guy, and let's say the last time we hung out was a little awkward, maybe my brain, if it's gonna wanna get a little negative and be like, oh my God, what if that was the last time we hung out? What if, you know, next time we hang out, or like, what if we just don't hang out again? And this is like a fear, right? I invite you to go past that fear. And like, okay, what if we don't hang out? What happens afterward? I'm 25 years old. I'm in a gorgeous city. I travel a ton. I can meet someone else. And also like there's just like infinite possibilities of what can happen. Like I can win the lottery, or like being serious, like I can like keep working on my podcast and grow as a person and meet someone else and make incredible friends. And there's so much joy and happiness coming after that test or that thing you're afraid of. And there's so much possibility afterward. So something very practical I did when I was working on my English business, which I'm not working on right now because I've partnered with another language company, which I love. But when I was working on my English business, I remember I was afraid to expand into more clients because I was afraid somebody would, I had this fear that was stopping me from making more money. And what was my fear? I realized I was afraid of, you know, because I used to do like Zooms and I would have like 300 to 500 people on the Zoom and I would teach them English. And these people would like individually pay me on Instagram. So I was so afraid to like expand into more people because what if someone paid and I forgot to give them the Zoom link? Like something happened and then like I never got back to them. And then they just like went on social media and said like, Sabrina steals people's money. Like I paid and she never got back to me. She never gave me the Zoom link. I was so afraid of that. And the way I tackled that fear and was able to make more money beyond that was, what I'm going to show you right now is really break it down and make a plan if you do fail. If the fear does happen, make a plan for what you're going to do afterward. This immediately takes you out of like paralyzing fear because you realize that there's life coming after that. So I made a plan and I said, okay, if this does happen, if this crazy kind of irrational fear does happen where someone pays, and I never got back to them, and I kept their money, and then they went on social media and they made a video that went viral talking about how I am a scam and I steal people's money. If that happens, what is my plan? Because that's what I was fearing. And I made a plan. So what I did was, my plan was, okay, if that does happen, what I will do is immediately contact the person, give them their money back, offer a few free courses they can take with me. And I will also make a public video apologizing for what happened. And I will also talk to my team. I'll actually talk to my team first, see what happened, fix it for next time. So it like put something in place so that doesn't happen again. And then go to the public and make a video saying, hey, I messed up. This happened. I give the client their money back. If anyone else had a similar issue, please reach out to me. And I've made changes with my team to make sure this doesn't happen again. And I learned from it. And I'm going to continue on. And having that plan in place suddenly took away so much of my fear that was stopping me from growing my business, from expanding myself. So same thing with a guy, you know, like if you're so afraid of a date going horribly, or I remember. So start thinking about your thing. And I super encourage you like to get out a pen and paper on your notes, be like write down what I have been afraid of. And I'm talking about a fear that's been paralyzing you from advancing in your life. Because as I've been teaching you guys, you are the creator of your reality. You're the creator of your life. You have so much power. You have infinite choice over and over and over and over and over. Okay, yeah, you're not this magical being that can fly. Like, you are subject to some laws here, but you have way more power than you think. So what have you been stopping yourself with? And I really recommend you rationally and logically make a plan. Yes, it'll be uncomfortable if you face that fear, but if you have a plan for yourself afterward, and even like a loving plan where you're not beating yourself up, you're gonna feel like a lot of the fear is gonna be gone. It may still be uncomfortable, but it's crazy how much this minimizes fear. So I'm gonna give you one more example and then I'll leave you guys. And I'm gonna record another episode, maybe. I just got inspired. So I wanna talk about like a date. I remember when I was younger, I was so afraid to go on a date with a guy because I was afraid of awkward silence in a car. Looking back in retrospect, I can kind of laugh at all the amazing dates I did not allow myself to go on because I was so afraid of awkward silence in the car. So I could have made a plan for this. I could have literally had like 5 go-to questions that are great to spark conversations if there is a silence in the car. Or I could have had a playlist ready, right? Or I could say, okay, let's say I do sit in silence with this guy and there is awkward silence. What happens afterward? Maybe I sit the whole time in the car and it's silent and we get to the restaurant. Then what do we do? Then I can have plans for like when I order. I mean, honestly, if I'm making a plan, I don't even have to deal with the awkward silence, but it is good to make a plan, not just to avoid what you're fearing, but to what you're going to do after what you're fearing happens, if it does. That's the thing. So let's say there was an awkward silence in the car, a huge, long one. What am I going to, and let's say the whole date was awkward and awful. Very unlikely, by the way, but let's say that does happen. I can have a plan for myself afterward. I can have a nice relaxing bath ready with a new bath bomb from Lush. I don't know if you guys know what Lush is. It's this store in the United States and the UK that has these bath bombs, which is like this like ball that you've put in your bathtub and it fizzles and it makes bubbles and it's beautiful and it sparkles. So I can have a full plan. Like, I'll have a nice bath, I'll watch one of my favorite movies. The next day I'll get really cute and I'll do maybe some yoga, some deep breathing, relax, be with myself. I'm not going to beat myself up for having been on an awkward date. And I can maybe try another date or I can go out with friends and I can focus on my podcast. I don't know. Like, if you make yourself a plan and you show yourself, you will not only be okay, but you're going to maybe like love yourself afterward. You're not going to beat yourself up. A lot of the fear will be minimized. And maybe, yeah, you will still be a little uncomfortable. But yeah, try this trick out. I have so much more to say about fear, but I'm going to leave this here and leave you guys with this. Please, 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 if you try this out or if you've been wanting to ask me anything or wanting me to expand on anything, the email for my podcast is in the notes, in the show notes here. I love having a dialogue with you guys. So message me your questions. If you want me to expand on anything, do it. I've been looking through some questions this morning. I'm going to record some answers. And yeah. I love you. You're amazing. And I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Oh, also, if you can review the podcast and give it 5 stars, that'd be so fun. I think that it has already has like, I don't know, it has like a lot of reviews for what I thought it had no reviews. So just thank you so much. Okay, bye.